Fair Use Act, copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal tips the balance in use of fair use.
Thank you. Only in Yo, what's good? Welcome to the Adrian X Maya broadcast. And today we have a special guest on. Her name is Aluma Nikki Blanco. She's going to be coming in here momentarily. How y'all doing today? Waiting on her to come through real quick. So today we're going to talk about a lot of stuff, controversial stuff, but it's going to be really cool. So y'all hold on to y'all fasten y'all seat belts, put your headgear on, go grab your coffee, go grab your tea, all that good stuff. We're going to have her on. So we just waiting on her. In the meantime, I'm going to introduce her and who she is. Her name is Aluma Nikki Blanco. That's what she goes by. That's her alias. She's a wife and she's a mother of two. She also is a solitary practitioner of the occultic arts. And to add more, she's great. She's grateful and she has a zesty life. And she's on a quest for abundance of knowledge, like we all are. So, having said that, that's what she's all about, and we're gonna have her on here momentarily. Okay, for sure. Can you y'all can hear me? Testing 1, 2. Yeah, I can hear you. All right, we got her coming in. Hold on. She's gonna be coming in here. Hold on, let me add her right now. For sure.
Oh.
Yo, what's up?
Hey,
How
how's it
you
going?
doing?
Hold on, I'm trying to. Let me see. Okay. How are you?
I am fantastic. We already gave the people your introduction, so it's my pleasure to bring you on my platform today. I'm excited to interview a person like yourself because you're full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and I'm hoping that we can have a really good intellectual discourse today.
Right. Okay, let's
Yeah.
go. You know, I don't do the camera thing. I don't. I just don't.
And people, just let's get this disclaimer out the way. Aluma Nikki is very protective over her energy. That's why she's wearing the mask. I was gonna join her, but I gotta show off the fresh cut, so I couldn't do it. But that's just a disclaimer. But she's so cool, and we got some support right now. We got Candelicious in the comments. She said that's my sister. Okay,
That's my
all
son.
right. So we're gonna go through the first half of the questions, and then we're gonna do a part two. But
Okay.
if there's something that you want to let the people know about yourself, aside from what I said, feel free to expand on more of your intro, or we could just proceed with the interview.
I think you summed it up. I mean, ain't really much to say. I mean, what you see is what you get, but I think you about summed it up.
Okay, for sure. So, having said that, the first question I wanted to ask you today was, how does one protect oneself from hexes and or bad energy, generally speaking?
Well, that doesn't necessarily take objects. It could be by way of you removing people in your life that are constantly bombarding you with problems, negativity, constantly speaking down about other people themselves. This is just primarily through people you come into contact with. But if we're talking about on a level where removing curses, hexes, spell, different things like that, well, there's different ways. This is the thing with the occult. People think that there is an orthodox way to practice it, but it's the way that you finesse the magic and use it, use your mind and the energy that you put into it. Now, you can work with spirits. That's great. They kind of add a little oomph to whatever you're trying to do. Sleeping with, let's say, sleeping with a bowl of water under your bed, making sure your house is clean, you know, you sweep your bed or sweep your house from the back to the front, out the door, but always use intention. Put intention into everything. If you can clean and do all these different things, that's great. But if there's no intention behind it, it's useless. So sprinkling salt around your house, inside, outside, wearing any dark crystal, a jet, onyx, tourmaline, black citrine, all that. Keeping it on your person, programming it by way of blowing on it, talking to it, singing to it, tapping it, and keeping it on your body. It kind of repels any type of negative frequency. There's many, I can go on and on and on, different ways to guard your energy and to remove different things out of your life. But like I said, it all starts with you removing anything or anyone that you feel is not on the same frequency as you. Now, myself, you know, I, like you and I have talked about cyber magic, hence why I wear the mask. I've been attacked many times. People don't agree with my plight, my rhetoric, the things that I say. You don't necessarily have to be an occultist to send out that type of frequency, that type of spell, a negative thought, a negative word, intention. The spell work. So if you don't agree with me and we're having a conversation, we're back and forth, and you wish ill on me, you just did a spell. So this is why I cover my face. I don't show my face. I don't even my pictures, I filter them, because I believe when a person takes a picture of you, the original picture, they are taking your original essence. And who's to say what they're gonna do with that? So just to tell the people, you know, you just get inventive. There's different ways that you can do it, but it all starts with yourself. Removing yourself from anything that is not conducive to your energy.
I appreciate you giving that really highly intellectual feedback on that, because I just want to add more to it, because I know you've been in the occultic arts for a long time, and I've gotten into it like a little bit for a couple years now. I want to first define what hex means, because hex is the practice of the invocation of energy, right? To create or set an intention, like you were talking about. So according to contrary belief, people want to think of a hex as being something bad, but it's not necessarily true. That's right. That's, I want to throw that out there to you know, make that disclaimer. So when you have a hex, like, again, according to mainstream media, that means, to them, it means that it's bad, but it can simply mean you lighting a candle, doing a mantra, incantations, creating an altar for yourself, writing stuff down on a piece of paper, like positive affirmations, meditation through moon cycles. That can be a hex. So it's not necessarily what mainstream media portrays it to be, because a lot of times they want to say witchcraft is stuff is bad. I don't like to particularly use the word witchcraft. I like the term occult, because that sounds a little bit better. But I just wanted to add on to that too, just so people know that hexes are not necessarily bad. Now, there are people that do bad hexes, but particularly when you just think about it, generally speaking, it does not mean something bad. It just get a bad rep. That's all I wanted to say on that.
Absolutely, so, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, just meditation, positive affirmations, and all that stuff will help you through stuff like that, like with bad
energy. This is another thing. People focus solely on affirmations, but there's two key components that people tend to leave out. Oh, my dog just came outside. There's two components that people leave out. Mm-hmm. Confirmation, to confirm that you're going to have what you want. But there's another method that you could use. Ask affirmations, like, why do I always have money in my hand? Why am I always getting a raise at my job? Why is everything always working out for me? When you start following that frequency, things fall in sync every single time. They fall in alignment. People always see, this is the thing about content creators. They'll give you just enough sauce to make the spaghetti, but they don't give you the seasoning to make it taste good. They want to keep you coming back to get more and more and more. They leave out the, see, I don't do that. When I'm teaching somebody how to manifest, how to carry a routine, how to work with different spirits, how to even just invoke things for them by themselves so they don't have to pay a whole bunch of money to go to a shaman and this and that. You can do these things on your own. I don't leave any cheat codes out. You know, this is, and they constantly, I see them put cookie cutter witchcraft or YouTube craft or whatever. They're just, it's ridiculous. All the magic resides inside you. You can do it on your own. You don't need a Pinterest. You don't need a TikTok. You don't need none of that. Get creative and do it on your own.
I 100% agree with you. It's what you make of it. That's your magic. You know what I mean? So you're right. Now, this is a little bit more of an intense or a little bit more of a controversial question. Do you worship the devil or the demon, or do you worship nature? Because people want to know this type of stuff. You being the occult and into the occultic arts, they want to know this type of stuff. So we want to get some straightening going on and let people know.
This is the thing. We are talking about divesting from mainstream religion, Abrahamic religion, or the mainstream religions. We got to get rid of the whole illusion or concept of the devil and Jesus. Because when you attach yourself, you can't say that you completely divested from something if you're still dabbling with those energies. You're still connected to it. You know, I just had to G-check somebody not too long ago because you're saying you're an occult practitioner, but you're out here speaking in tongues. So you need to go back to church because you still got that church energy on you. And if that's for you, that's great. It's not for me. But people don't realize God, the devil, Jesus, the devil, it's all, you embody those things. You embody those things. And good, bad, right, wrong, dark, light is all perspective and perception, because something that may be dark to you may be light to me. The contrast, it can be skewed. So people don't understand that. Now, as far as me worshiping, do I work with spirits? Absolutely do. I enjoy it. I love it. There's different ones that I don't have to revere on a regular basis. They're not. I do have 3 altars, but they don't require every single day offerings. Like when I call them, they show up. Do I worship nature? I do. However, I extract the energy from the elements. This is what I infuse into my workings, because I know how to make wands. And even before I started making wands, I would use a wand, or even my hands. Your hands are your wands. Those are your tools. This is, I charge my hands up really nice, and I extract the energy. I envision myself getting the energy from whatever I'm drawing from, and I infuse it into my workings. Yes, exactly. So whatever I'm doing, if I'm not working with any implements, any objects, excuse my neighbors, they're outside.
It's all good.
I'm extracting the energy, I'm absorbing it, and then I'm infusing it into whatever I'm doing. Even if it's spoken word, and I'm just at the moon, and I'm imagining I'm emitting some type of light or absorbing some type of light from the moon. And it works. Like I said, we're in the 5D. I told you this before, we're in the 5D. Now we don't have to use objects. We don't have to use anything except for our heka, our voice box. As long as you have confidence, you can do it. So.
Yeah.
But God and the devil, or Jesus and the devil, no, that's bananas. We don't do that.
Exactly. I want to just throw this out there because I'm assuming that a lot of us, especially Black people particularly, have been raised in more so in an indoctrinated Christianity household, like most of the world. But according to the Judeo-Christian perspective, let's put things into perspective. The devil is supposed to be the master of hell, right? And he's the tempter of mankind. Thus, he is portrayed to have like horns and carries a pitchfork with his ass out and all that type of shit, you know. But the word devil can mean a rowdy person or mischievous person, or it can mean an assistant to a professional such as a lawyer. So we know that you are what you are called, right? So, and then a demon is considered an evil spirit according to mainstream knowledge, especially one that is thought to possess a person or act as a tormentor of hell, in hell. So all this stuff, I say all that because all that is wrong. And I'm going to prove why it's wrong. It's wrong because according to Gnosticism, which is esoteric knowledge, and it comes from an esoteric perspective, the word Lucifer is not mentioned in the Bible except for one time. And when they do mention the word Lucifer, it is from the word Hallel. Hallel means the shining one, or it means the light bringer or the light bearer. So that's symbolic to the sun. If you look at it from an astrological perspective, you get what I'm saying? So everything about the Bible, since it's a script, you're falling along with the scripture of something that is foreign to you that you don't even know. It's an outside entity that you're worshiping. But meanwhile, I'm gonna explain this. The word, again, the word Lucifer means the star of the morning, and it means the shining one, which is the sun. And it's also used to describe a king. All right. So when you think about it, the Bible was compiled by the church, right? And it was compiled by the church around 325 AD. So when we talk about that book. So there are secret books that they took out. So the secret book of John, right? It reveals that in the Garden of Eden, that was actually a trap for human beings, really. So it was a trap by God. And the testimony of truth unveils that the serpent was actually a hero. And a lot of people want to say that that's the devil or that's Lucifer. The serpent is pretty much symbolic to your Kundalini energy. So it's representation of your spine. So Lucifer and Jesus and all that stuff is all synonymous to being one thing. And they was actually against God, according to the early Christians or the people that were not religious per se. So I wanted just to say all that because people oftentimes think that the devil is something that it's not. I feel like the Bible is in reverse. So the God that you worship is really the devil, and then Lucifer is really God, the person that you really should be worshiping, because Lucifer is the light bearer, and he encourages you to seek self-knowledge and go inside of yourself versus trying to look outside. That's more closer to worshiping the devil and being involved with witchcraft, because God in the Bible, he kills people, he sacrifices virgins. The devil doesn't do nothing. He just gives you a suggestion and he offers you stuff, but he's not putting you in a position where he say, I'ma kill you. Even God takes a bet on Job with the devil. He's gambling. So he's a gambling God. He's a murderous God. All of that. You get what I'm saying?
Jealous.
Exactly. So when we talk about the devil is not doing that. And a lot of Christians are going to be going crazy off of the stuff that I'm saying, but this is all true. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to throw that out there to put things into perspective so people can properly understand. It's the difference between esoteric knowledge and exoteric knowledge. Mainstream knowledge is going to have you being sheeple to the herd. Exoteric knowledge is the hidden knowledge that you should know. Whether you acknowledge it or not, you should know that knowledge. Either you really don't know it, or you just want to be, you want to continue to be sheeple to the crowd and follow what the mainstream society teaches and that indoctrination. I wanted to throw all that out there because people need to know the difference and understand what we're talking about when we talk about the devil and Lucifer and all that. And Lucifer and Satan is not the same thing. You know, Lucifer and Satan is not the same thing either. I don't want to make that disclaimer. But I don't know if you want to add more to what I said. I know I kind of went off a little bit, but I wanted people to know.
I say this, I feel like a broken record. And I'm a Capricorn, so I hate repeating myself. But I want to tell people, when you walk a path of spirituality, before you get there, or even the ones that don't get there, everybody is waking up. Everybody is seeing that everything is a lie. Everything is inverted. What we thought was right is this way. Everything has been like just completely a fallacy. Okay. So if they mess with your media, they rig your sports, they mess with your music frequencies, they mess with your children's curriculum, they mess with your mind. Why would they not pollute religion? Why would they not tamper with that? Why is there a church in every Black neighborhood, every Spanish neighborhood, every impoverished neighborhood on every corner? No one can answer this for me. Why would they not tamper with the book, your religion? Why would they give you the truth if they lie about everything else? You know why? Because they know guilt and mind control and manipulation, which manipulation, that's a whole nother topic. We'll have to talk about that another time. But I mean, this type of manipulation keeps the masses in check. Fear-mongering tactic. Hence why you see Christ depicted on the cross, which he was never on a cross, even though it's all allegory. It never happened literally, but he was never nailed to the cross. He was hanged. He was hanged. And yes, hanged is the word. It's not hung, hanged. You hung a picture. You hanged people. People were hanged.
Yeah.
That's why he was hanged from a tree. No one talks about this and no one can answer this. In my 41 years of life, no one can answer this for me. Why would they not tamper with it? Because it keeps the masses in line. So that's why you see him depicted everywhere. If you don't do this, you go to hell. If you don't do this, you go to hell. He died for you. He died for you. No, actually, he was a coward. He killed him. He basically let himself be killed because shit got messed up even more so after he was dead. Let's just keep it a beat. Okay, so nothing got any better. Nothing changed. And if you want to delve deeper any further, I'm convinced, let's just say for shits and giggles, that Satan was an actual literal person. I'm convinced he's the good guy. Think about it. I'm convinced he was the good guy. So people really need to start opening up their mind and looking at things from different perspectives instead of what they've been indoctrinated with via embryo, because a lot of that trauma and a lot of the submission or us completely eradicating our essence through all the years, through slavery, through all those traumas, we inherited that. And the people that start to walk this path of spirituality and really delve deep and really get focused and really take it serious, we're the chosen ones. We're the ones breaking that shit. It's over. So when they talk about, oh, it's the end of the world, it's the end of, no, it's because people are coming out of a slumber and they're waking up and they're done with that shit. It's nothing to do with being evil. It's that now we have so much information at the palm of our hands, we see that everything that we've been taught is a complete lie.
Exactly. Yup. And I just want to add on to, let's play with the idea that Christ did get hung on the cross or on a tree or whatever. I look at it, even though I'm not a Christian, I disagree with it. I look at it from a spiritual aspect. I look at it as me being, I don't look at it from the standard Christian's perspective of, oh, he died for my sins, therefore we can be blessed and stuff like that. I look at it as for myself, me being, I get crucified. It's me resurrecting myself to become enlightened, or a snake shedding its own skin to get rid of all old bad habits that was not doing me any type of favors, to become the enlightened man, aka the having Christ-like consciousness, or reaching my crown level chakra, because
the crystals, you know, activating the crystals gene.
Exactly. So that's what I look at the him being hung on a cross. I don't look at it from just saying, oh, he died for my sins. That's the basic script that you're supposed to follow from the scriptures. You're supposed to follow that and just take it and don't question it. I go beyond that. I look at it from a metaphysical standpoint and say, we as people, like MLK, Martin Luther King, or MLK, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, these people have reached the echelon of spirituality at the highest degree. That's how they was able to lead. They became liberators for the people because they reached a level of consciousness. They resurrected their own self and even died. Literally, they embraced death and became free.
Martyrdom.
Exactly. They did it, but they did it on a physical level, but they did it on a spiritual, intellectual level, on all those levels to get us where we became. You get what I'm saying? So I don't just look at it as that dogma, because the Bible is moral dogma, and moral dogma is for the it's for the wretched creatures that came out of the caves that didn't know how to be civilized people. So the book was made for them versus
us. That has nothing to do with us.
Huh?
It has nothing to do with us.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with us, even though they did steal a lot of it from the Book of the Dead.
Yeah, which comes from them. Yep, right. Exactly.
Yeah, so because when you look at it, you can... It's so many ways you can interpret it, but I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to land my plane because, I mean, we could go on and on about this. All right, so I'm going to ask you this next question. Do you put spells on people? If so, what kind of spells do you put on people?
Oh, dear God. See, I must have overlooked this question. Listen.
I
I'm gonna just say like this. I manipulate energy to work things for everyone's greatest and highest good. I'll just say that. I'm gonna leave it at that and do with that what you will.
I got you.
If I do anything, it's to work something and the favor of others peacefully. I'll just say that.
Understood. I respect that. And I want to just throw this out there. When you think about spells, right? I think about it like this. It's literally you writing out letters, you writing out names with the letters to formulate a word in a so-called correct sequence. And as long as we're speaking in the English language, which has spellings, the root word spell, we're casting spells on people. You get what I'm saying? So that can be like where you were talking about when I asked you at the beginning about, you know, what was that question I asked you? The first question that I asked you. So you can write down an affirmation, confirmation, and affirmation, and that's a spell. So that's not nothing bad. It can be bad if somebody, you know, if a practitioner of evil is doing something wrong, but that person has to keep up with that. They got to keep it going.
Everybody's perception of evil is different too. Let me just clarify that.
Okay, so what's your perception of it?
My perception of evil? Okay, let's see. I would say someone that is blatantly harming innocent people that have done nothing to them, or any energies connected to them, just being just reckless, going out there and misusing their gifts and just running amok. And, you know, because you can easily lose them. This can happen. But someone that is blatantly, you know, doing things against other people's will constantly to hurt people because they haven't healed themselves. And, you know, sacrificial rituals of children. I don't agree with that. Some animals, sure. I know PETA, don't come for me. But some animals, I say it's okay, you know, because it's a part of, you know, spiritual practices. All of them, no, I don't agree. I think if it fits the ritual, absolutely. You know, just doing things against people's will all the time, just to be reckless. And other than that, because some people need to be put in their place. Some people need to be putting time the fuck out. I mean, use my French, but some people need for you to put that mirror in their face for them to see, okay, this is what you're doing to other people. So let's do this to you. Let's have some fun. We're going to do this to you and let's see how you feel. Cause I'm going to tell you something. When someone puts that mirror in your face, you can humble somebody really quick because the same way they got everything, it's not hard to take it away.
Should I be scared? Illuminati. I'm in
I'm nice. I know some people that don't have those types of ethics and they don't think like that. But you gotta know what you're doing because I mean anybody could do it, but you ready for the consequences if you don't know what you're doing?
Exactly. That was what I was trying to say. Yeah, I'm in a real life hocus pocus movie. I need help, guys. Somebody help me, Illuminati. She's got me over here. She's put me in a I'm just messing around, but let me stop playing.
But I'm losing light on here too.
Okay, yeah, no worries. This is the last question before we get off, and then we gonna I'ma respectfully end it and we're gonna come back with a part two. Because I am respectful of your time. I know you say you had things to do. This is the last question.
Thank you.
No problem. So the last question is, what does your pinnacle altar mean? What does it represent?
The pinnacle, the star inside the circle, earth, air, fire, water, spirit, the elements. Those are the elements that I extract from. Those are the elements that I work with. Those are the elements I respect. Those are the elements that make everything is God. God is everything. I believe that they hold different magical properties. There's different things that you can receive from them if you know what you're doing. Because when I first started getting serious with my magic, I was exerting so much energy because I'm like, I'm working with these elements, but I'm so tired. It's because I wasn't extracting the energy and letting them do the work. So if you learn the properties of each one, you can use it in your workings. And it adds a little bit of, like I said earlier, a little bit of oomph to it if you know how to do it. So I suggest that people go and get a there's a book, Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs. And once you learn those different properties, you can interchange them on your altar and change them out for each purpose. And I'm telling you, it really does add an effect.
Wow.
But, yeah, I respect the elements. The element we all embody, everything that's nature, we embody that. When people finally start to realize, like even doing grounding, just going outside, sitting on the ground, going to a beach, sitting on the sand, that is the equivalent of you taking your phone and plugging it into a charger. And once you start doing that on a regular basis, watch how many downloads you start to get and you activate. You really connect with the earth. And when you can start understanding how to connect with the earth, all the trauma, everything that you've ever felt, it starts to dissipate. So
for sure. Yeah. And I want to ask you this, like, you had told me personally that I should get some ancestral money for my altar, because I need to do that. So where can I find that again? Because
they have them on Amazon, different botanicas and spiritual shops have them. Amazon have them. I like to write whatever I'm, because I don't ask for nothing. I demand it. That's the difference. When people demand things, it shows up.
Yeah.
Write whatever you're seeking on the hell note. They're called hell notes. And write it as if you've already received it, and you just show gratitude and you burn it. But Amazon has a huge pack of them, different kinds, different denominations. And you just, you know, put your intention into it, write your petition on it and burn it, and just forget that you ever did it and watch your blessings come. I promise you this works. I've done this a million times for people. I've helped people do this. It really works. And you know what? I'm glad you reminded me, because I have not burned none in like a couple of weeks, and I really need to.
I need to too. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely do that, because we definitely appreciate your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and we definitely appreciate you clearing up all the bullshit that people accept on the internet about when it comes to people that practice occultism. We are gonna be doing a part two, so we'll link up momentarily to figure out a date to do that.
Yeah, I'll have better lighting. I'm sorry. I apologize, y'all. I know I'm in Florida. It's dark. I really apologize.
We appreciate you for coming on, because we needed people to understand what it, like, for you to set the record straight of what occultism is, because a lot of people, you know, will not accept this still, but it's still wonderful to hear it from somebody that's actually involved with it heavily. So we appreciate you. We're gonna have you on again, and thank you everybody for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. I'm gonna also put this on my other platforms as well. So until next time, thank you. Peace.
Peace.